Public opinion favoured the Muslims. President Izbegovic visiting Geneva was mobbed by supporters. His government knew a peace settlement brokered by the West was increasingly unlikely to keep Bosnia together. So his strategy became one of persuading America to support his cause.
In America, they have a press and a television presentation that is still cowboys and Indians, good and bad. They like to see things in simple terms. There's no doubt about that. And it's been helped by some very strongly motivated propaganda. It's a propaganda war as well as an actual physical war.
On February the 5th, 1994, a mortar exploded in Sarajevo's central market. 69 Bosnians died. Most people believed the market mortar was the work of the Serbs, although they denied it.
I think I knew straight away this was really going to be a sort of turning point. My instinct reaction was this was likely to be the Serbs. I didn't rule out that it could be others.
North, northeast.
As UN investigators sifted for evidence, there were demands for airstrikes to punish the Serbs, fueled by press outrage around the world. But the UN had doubts. UN sources have told Panorama the headquarters in Zagreb sent a restricted cable to the UN in New York. It warned that despite the public perception, they couldn't be sure who had fired the mortar.
Care is particularly important, given the fact that UNPROFOR is almost 100% sure that the Bosnians, on at least two occasions during the past 18 months, have been the origin of shelling that caused casualties in Sarajevo.
2 days later, another report, based on further analysis, indicated even more uncertainty.
Judging from the trajectory, experts thought that range is more likely to be under 2,000 metres than 2,000 to 4,000 metres, putting it in Muslim territory rather than Serb.
In Geneva, Lord Owen was trying to negotiate a pullback of Serb guns from Sarajevo in the wake of the shelling. He knew the UN weren't certain who was to blame. So too did the Bosnian Serbs. Radovan Karadzic had a map of the likely range of the mortar. He threatened to walk out of the talks on pulling back heavy weapons unless there was a formal investigation.
We could not go further until we resolved this. We Serbs are not going to accept as if we did it. We know exactly who did it, and we want it to be investigated and published.
But the world wanted airstrikes. The Serbs had fired many shells before. The UN looked like burying its findings to Owen's dismay.
I was in receipt of privileged information, really, and I was not going to reveal what was the suspicion. But what I did want was the UN in New York to come under questioning about who was responsible for the bomb.
So that night in Geneva, David Owen decided to act to prevent his negotiations on pulling back the guns from failing. He wanted the United Nations to agree to an investigation into who fired the mortar.
I got my wife to ring up Johnny Apple and say, just ensure that the New York Times questions who is responsible for that bomb. That's all. I didn't say who was, I didn't say anything, but I just said ask.
Lord Owen got Radovan Karadzic back round the table. The UN decided, after being questioned by journalists, to announce an inquiry. The Serbs drew back their guns and airstrikes were averted. It could never be proved who had fired the mortar. The Bosnian government denied it. Lord Owen kept quiet about the part he had played.
Some people would say you should have blown the story, but I don't think it was right to blow the story. We didn't know. As I say, my attitude was it didn't matter who fired the bomb, to be blunt about it. I mean, what had to stop was the shelling of Sarajevo. And whether the Serbs had fired that particular shell or not, the fact is they fired 1,000 more. And this was, we shouldn't lose sight of the main thing. The main thing was to get those heavy weapons out and stop the shelling of Sarajevo. If the Muslim forces had acted as the agent provocateur, well, so be it.
How are you, Mr. Dern?
Nice to see you.
Senator Warner.
Whoever fired the mortar, it was a turning point in the war.
Good luck.
American senators came to the marketplace to pledge their support.
We're on your side, too.
A month after the mortar, the Clinton administration announced a new strategy, bringing the Muslims and Croats together to counter the Serbs. It was clear from now on that Washington would be supporting the Bosnian government side.
There was no pretense. The Americans weren't impartial. I mean, in fairness to them, they were quite clear they were supporting the Bosnian Muslims. Well, that was all right, but they had to realize that the UN forces weren't, and they had great difficulty in realizing this.
The Americans were widely seen as being on the side of the Muslims, and in fact, the Muslim strategy was to draw you, and through you, the West, into the war.
I don't think that's true. The Muslim strategy was designed to survive. They faced annihilation. And they survived, barely, with minimal outside help. From my point of view, I think we should have given them more support earlier.